You're listening to the Unsigned Chat podcast. Hello everyone and a very warm welcome to episode 59 of the Unsigned Chat podcast with your host, Matt. How are you all doing? It's so good to be back with another episode of the podcast. A big thank you to everyone who has sent positive messages about the return of the podcast. And last week's episode was a fantastic episode with special guest Beth McKenzie. For the listeners who haven't listened to it yet, please do so. You can check it out on all the major podcast platforms. On today's episode of the Unsigned Chat podcast, we've got another great episode, so let's jump straight into it. This week I'm joined by another very special guest, Georgia Johnson. So Georgia, a big welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good.
So for people that don't know who you are, Georgia, do you just want to introduce yourself and give a bit of a backstory of your music career so far?
Absolutely. So, hi, my name is Georgia Johnson. I'm a musician from Liverpool. I also study music at university, so I'm a bit of a geek for all music theory and stuff. And I have a live band and we gig whenever we can and we love it.
Perfect. So you go to university as well and study music?
Yes, I do. I study music and popular music. Yeah.
And you in your, what are you in now, second year?
I'm going into third year in September.
Going into third year.
It's getting serious, yeah.
Getting serious.
Yeah.
So what's your plan when you finish uni then? What are you wanting to do?
Do you know what? I've always said that I'd love to go into teaching just because my teachers in school influenced me a lot to go into it in the first place of like studying music and that, because I never really knew if I wanted to go to university. But I've always thought I'd love to be a music teacher and stuff, but since I've got into gigging, I'm just kind of hoping that's going to work first and I'll keep it as a backup plan to teach, maybe.
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, but I'm up to anything really, as long as it's music related, I'm up for anything.
So what was your defining moment then when you kind of realised that music was what you wanted to kind of do? What got you into it?
Do you know what? It sounds very cliche. It's always been a part of me. It's always been like, I was always known in school as, oh, Georgia, she does music. Like everyone had their like little thing and mine was always just music. So I've always done it and it's always been there and it's always made me happy. So I always knew I wanted to go into that in the future. I did try and like when I was applying to universities, I had a bit of like a panic. I was like, should I do something sciencey? Should I do like nothing that's like artistic? Do you know what I mean? But the best way is like just going about your hobbies as a job really in the future, I think. So that's what I went for.
Who's your inspirations then? Who's your kind of people that you look up to in the music industry?
Do you know what? I have loads. I have millions.
You're going to say Taylor?
Yes, of course. I got Taylor Swift tickets the other day. I'm so excited.
Did you?
I did, for June next year. But Taylor Swift will always. She's incredible. Like, do you know the Eras tour? I'm sure it's like 3.5 hours long. Like, she's incredible how she's doing it. But Phoebe Bridgers is one of my main inspirations just because, like, I really look up to her, like lyricism and just, like how she writes. I think it's really, like, it's different, like, and it's very personal, and I like that. So, she's my main inspiration. And then I'm not sure if you've heard of Lauren Hibbard. She's getting quite big recently. She's been supporting All Time Low on tour. But she's, like, I knew her when she was, 2018, 2019, just starting off, and I seen her live. And she's amazing. She's like a bit punky, punk rock sort of style. She's incredible, yeah. So because I've watched her grow a little bit, she's always been a bit of an inspiration to me as well.
And yeah. Obviously with the Taylor Swift tickets, then you were seeing her in Liverpool, didn't you?
Yeah, of course. Got to be done. I can't believe she's coming to Liverpool, to be honest. Like, Taylor Swift, 3 nights at Anfield Stadium. That's incredible.
To be fair, I think we're all shocked that she's coming to Liverpool.
Yeah, honestly, like, Manchester get everything. And I'm always fine with going to Manchester for a gig. Always fine. But it's so nice to, like, see Liverpool get something for a change.
Yeah, and it did get the Eurovision as well, didn't it?
Yes, we did. Yeah, it was brilliant, you know. It's so nice to. I did. I mean, I never went to the Eurovision like officially, but we went to like a watch party in town. It was actually, do you know, Bongo's Bingo? They did like a watch party. It was brilliant. It was hysterical. It was just like, it was really funny, but like they also like displayed it, and everyone was like so intrigued and like the show and stuff. And it was just really nice to see the city like how it was. It was just, it was so lively. And I think it deserves that. Yeah.
Because Liverpool lately gets a bit of a hard press, doesn't it, with everything that's kind of gone on?
Do you know, it always has, to be honest. You'd always hear something about Scousers here and there. But yeah, I don't know. It's a good city, especially for music.
So are you going to all three dates then for Taylor? Or just
I wish. No, I'm going to the Friday. I'm going to the Friday night.
So what's your writing style then for your process? Then how do you kind of get to write the song? What's...
Well, usually I'll always start off with lyrics, and sometimes before I even write the lyrics, they tend to be like poetry beforehand. So like I write a bit of poetry now and again, and it tends to be like failed poetry and it'll turn into lyrics. Or if not, whenever I'm like driving or just like subconsciously thinking, you know, like when you don't mean to write anything, like I'll be driving and stuff and I'll be like, oh, when I stop driving, I'll have to voice note that. And it'll just be like random lyrics here and there, and I'll just like compile them together to like create a scenario or something. And it'll always tend to be like how I'm feeling around the time. I always have like quite personal lyrics and stuff. And then I'll always find like a melody and a chord progression to go with it, and it usually just stems from there.
Do you find that your phone's just full of voice notes?
Yes. Oh my God, I can actually tell you how many. I think it's about 900 voice notes at the moment. And the worst part is that none of them are named at all. They're all just number 950 960. They're all just random like numbers.
So how do you go back to over them then and go, that's the one I want in my song?
It takes me a while. I was actually doing that before. My producer messaged me and I was like, have you got a recording of like this song? And I was like, 1 minute. I'll have a look. Didn't find it.
After all that.
Yeah, no.
Have you always kind of been a songwriter then? Is that kind of something that's come to you later?
Not so much writing. I've always done like covers and stuff when I was in like my teenage years. Like I kind of just, it's like I'm self-taught on most instruments, like guitar and piano and stuff. I had a few piano lessons, not a major though, and I kind of just picked it up. And then once I was like confident enough to like start doing covers, that's when like my own ideas started to pop in a little bit. And I remember I wrote, I think my first song, it was probably useless. I can't remember like what it was called or nothing. When I was like 15, I think. So round about then, I started writing.
When you write your songs then, after you've done them as the poetry, is your first thing to do is to go to the guitar to work with it, or piano?
Usually nowadays it's guitar. It always was piano, but I find more style, like me, do you know what I mean? With the guitar, I find more of like what I'm after with a guitar.
And how would you describe your music?
I always go, do you know what, it changes every day. At the moment I'm going for like I call it indie and alternative music, but then I'm going for more of like a shoegaze like style, just like like a shoegaze vibe, like just ambient and chill, but with, I'm trying to get a bit more of like an oomph in there, do you know what I mean? I'm trying to get a bit more of like a punky feel with like more upcoming stuff that I'm going to release over the next year, hopefully.
I wouldn't
change it for the world. I enjoy it.
So how many people's in your band then?
There's four of us all together. So I've got Lucy on drums, I've got John on bass, and I've got Phil on guitar, and then me on rhythm guitar sometimes.
Right, okay. And do you prefer being part of a band than sort of being a solo artist? Or
yes, so how I kind of, as a solo artist, I write my own stuff. Like they don't, now and again they'll come to me with an idea and I'll really like it, and we'll use like maybe a hint of it, but I'm very like, it's hard to explain, like I like to have things like how I feel is me. So like if something doesn't feel like I've kind of created it, then I probably won't want to use it. So if they come to me with an idea, I'll be like, I really like that, can we change it up a little bit maybe, and we'll kind of work together to like create something. But they kind of just play for me live at the moment, and then they played on The Moon in the studio as well, and Declan, another bassist, played for me, and it was just really like, it's nice to spend time with them as well. just because they're my friends, and they also study music on my course, so we spend a lot of time together.
Is that how you all met?
Say again.
Is that how you all met?
Yes, yeah, through uni.
That was handy.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, they're good company too.
So are you one of those people then that kind of like allows them to have ideas but then kind of doesn't actually then go with their idea?
No, see, we're all musicians and they all also have like other bands that they play in too. So I say that like we're a solo artist, I'm a solo artist with a live band. So they're essentially my live band who play for me live. But if they have this idea and they're like, oh, Georgia, you should use this, I'd be like, okay, I like that. Or if I like it, and if I don't like it, I'll tell them straight. I'm a scouter. I tell people straight. If I don't like it, I'll tell them. But if not, I'll be like, if I actually like it, then I'll tell them that. And I'll be like, we can use it, but we might change it up a little bit just to make it feel a bit more like what I would write coming from myself. Do you know what I mean? So it feels more authentic, really.
So basically, it's George's way or no way.
Of course. Always. It's got to be done.
So how many sort of days do you get together then as a band to rehearse? And
well, at practice? The moment, it's summer, so they're all at home with their families because they're all students. But on like a regular, like in term time day, usually it's about three times a week.
Right,
and
okay.
Then we'll have like, to be fair, we smashed the gigs like last year. We were doing them, I think we had like four in one week at one point, and it was just that like, we were shattered, but it was so worth it. But yeah, usually it's about three times a week. Yeah, they're good.
They're good.
They're good to me. They are.
That's a relief.
Yeah, they're good to me.
So are you all about the same age then?
Yes, yeah, we are. Yeah, I think we're all 20 now. Yeah, if not 19, 20.
So is your plan after uni then to keep the band together, or do you think you'll all go your separate ways, or
I think,
have you not had that conversation yet?
No, do you know what? We have thought about it a little bit. They all are quite reasonably close to Liverpool as well. So right. Like Waddington and like Preston, and then John I think is staying in Liverpool anyway. So it'll be really handy to have them around, but we haven't got that far to say like, If I get a gig, then I'll sort it. If I get a gig for that time, then I'll sort it. But at the moment, we're kind of just vibing, and I know they're close, so.
So what are you like in the studio then? Are you a bit of a diva, or?
Do you know what, right? I've got, like, ADHD, so I get distracted so easy. I get so distracted. And, like, my producer, Joe, said this to me the other day, and he was like, when you're in the studio, like, you just get so, like, distracted with anything. And I know, like, most studios have, like, a pool table. And I don't know if you've ever played me at pool, but I'm great at it. So, I'll be there. I'll be at the pool table.
Forget the recording, you'll be at the pool table.
Forget the song. I'll be at the pool table.
That's fair enough.
Yeah. But, to be fair, I'm quite reasonable in the studio. Like, I'll always have the front seats, like, by the mixing desk, and I'll just chill there. But I like to know everything that's going on, really. I like to get a good grasp of everything and just make sure that everything's going smoothly, because I am quite the panicker as well.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so as long as everything's going smoothly, and most of all, we're enjoying ourselves too, to be honest.
That's the thing, isn't it? When you're in the studio, ultimately, it's about getting the song done, but having fun.
Yeah, yeah. And with the pool table, we have a great time.
And with the pool table, yeah.
Of course. We do. We have a great time.
And when you are recording your parts then in the studio, are you one of those that can record it like in one take? Does it take you a few takes? Are you like a real perfectionist that you kind of keep going until you've
See,
got the take
always,
that you want?
We always tend to like double track like my guitar and stuff anyway, like we like to have that like more like full effect, so we will do take after take essentially. But I am quite like a perfectionist, so I'll be like, can we do it again. And when it comes to singing like harmonies over the top of like the track, that is when I am literally like the biggest perfectionist. Like if it's not spot on, like I know it gets mixed and mastered after, but if it's not spot on from the get-go, then I will want to do it again and again and again.
And are they all quite happy with that?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, at the end of the day, like I am a solo artist, and yeah. It's like, as you said, it's George's way or no way, to be honest. So
that's fair enough. I mean, at the end of the day,
terrible.
No, at all. Look, at the end of the day, you are the solo artist, aren't you?
As long as I'm happy with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the main thing.
Exactly.
So you obviously got the song The Moon. What's the inspiration behind that? How did that come about? And what number voice note was that in your list of?
Do you know what? I wrote it about October time. So I'm going to say it's in the 600s, I think. In the 600s, maybe. I'm going to check after. That's probably going to be a good guess. It's quite deep in the voice notes. But I wrote it in October, and I kind of just like, I was literally driving home, and that's a line in the song, driving home in tears. And I was driving home and the moon, it was a full moon. And I was like, I'm going to write a song about this. So I pulled over and I did a little voice note of like some like lyrics and stuff. And I just thought, I'll mind map that later. And that's what I did. And the moon lyrics have changed so much since. Like I've had about 50 different lyrics, and like a couple of people who've probably seen me live a few times, they have changed like while I've been like doing it live different times. And it's kind of like, I don't know, it's a learning experience as you play live, I think, with like a song that you're producing, because you kind of, you get to know it a bit more and what audience like members prefer and stuff like that. So you kind of like, you pick it up a little bit more, I think.
When did that song get released?
It got released in June 23rd.
Okay, so it hasn't been out that long then?
No, it's quite recent, yeah.
And have you performed it live?
A million times. No, since it's been released, I actually haven't performed it live, no.
What sort of venues do you tend to perform live in then? Do you prefer outdoor type ones? Do you prefer theatres or...?
Well, to be honest, in Liverpool, it's mostly just like your standard gig venue, to be honest. Like the likes of the Jacaranda, you've got Heebie Jeebies. Phase One is like an acoustic kind of venue. I love Phase One. It's always like a chill night, but it's really special because they do invite, like, I know Paolo Nutini did a gig there, like an intimate gig. Wallows, they came from America, they did a gig there. And it's really nice to know that you've been on a stage with some people like that. So I really like Phase One. Jimmy's was amazing as well, just because it's quite like it's quite a big venue for a small artist, and they've got like a barricade as well, and it's nice to like be playing and know like, oh, there's a barricade there. Like I feel like a proper artist, really.
You are a proper artist, George.
I know I know, but like things like that make you feel it a little bit more, do you know what I mean?
And do you have a crew that follow you around then when you go to set everything up for you, or do you do all that yourself as well?
Well, me and the band, we do it all ourselves.
You've got them well trained, Georgia.
Yes, I do, actually. Yeah, you should have seen me trying to get a drum kit in my Fiat 500. That was something else.
Yeah, because they're not designed, are they, really? The Fiat 500?
No, they're not designed. No, they're awful. No, to be fair, it gets me from A to B, and that's all that matters. With the drum kit.
Well, as long as you got the drum kit.
Exactly.
So are you playing any big gigs this summer then, or are you waiting for next year? Or
I've got one in the Jacaranda in the middle of August, and I'm supportive. They're a great band. They're coming up to Liverpool. So I'm supporting them in August. That'll be good. And then the band are officially back from September onwards, so we haven't really got much booked in yet, but hopefully there's loads to come, because there's been talks of Scotland, but I'm not to mention much yet. But I think I'm moving to my Scottish debut sometime at Christmas.
So you're going international then?
Hopefully. if all works, we shall see.
Do you mainly just perform round sort of the northwest then? Is that where you mainly
Yeah,
perform at the
pretty
moment?
much. Yeah, it's I've kind of stuck in the northwest. So like Le Leeds, Liverpool, and Manchester, I've done so far.
And then is London on your list of places to perform then?
I'd love to do London. Literally just a case of travel expenses and getting there as well.
Yeah, because I mean, you're gonna have to cram that Fiat 500
Do
full,
you know
aren't
what?
you?
That Fiat 500 will not last on the motorway. No. It'll be the National Express. That's what it'll be.
I've done National Express to London before. It's
Yeah,
been
to
all
be
right.
fair, I got it to Cardiff 2 weeks ago to go to see Harry Styles, and it went too bad at all. We stopped off at Birmingham and then straight down to Cardiff. And do you know what? It went quite fast because you just put your headphones on and go to sleep, don't you? It's easy.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
It is an easy way of traveling.
Yeah.
But where was Harry Styles performing?
I think it's called the Principality Stadium. Yeah. Yeah, it was oh, it was brilliant.
Well,
I've
that must
seen
be the
him live
football
and
ground,
I've
isn't
seen him twice now, and every time he gets better.
it? I've only ever been to Cardiff once,
Yeah.
and I mean, this was going back, what, 2000 and was it 2007, 2008, maybe? And that was to see Avril Lavigne because she was in Cardiff
Wow. Yeah, I love
at
that.
the, it was the, what's the indoor place called? Cardiff something arena.
Do you know
But
what? The Principality has changed. I can't remember what it used to be called. My producer's from Cardiff, actually, and he shouted at me for calling it the Principality Stadium because it used to be. It's like, do you know the way Liverpool has got like the M&S Bank Arena, but everyone still calls it the Echo Arena, and it's not called that anymore, but it will always be the Echo. Always. It's like it's a case of that. So it's probably the same place, but they had
but
like. They had the roof over the top on the in the stadium, and it was so hot. And it was like, do you know when we had like that really hot like heat wave like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, and oh my God, I was sweating. And obviously Harry Styles was on stage, I was sweating.
You take a banner with you then, calling out Harry?
I didn't, but I did have a cowboy hat and a feather boa. I think I fit in quite well.
Fair enough, because I think he's quite into boas, isn't
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
that? Go on,
I think
sorry.
he wore a feather boa once, and then someone picked it up, and then the next minute the crowd's full of it.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
So, are you hoping that One Direction get back together then, or
I have
will
this
you?
thought most days, right? I don't know. Like, I'd love obviously to have a reunion. I seen One Direction quite a few times when I was younger. I was obsessed. I had like a One Direction bedroom and everything. I had like cardboard cutouts, wallpaper, tissue box, you name it, I had it. It was literally like pandemic. But I always think like it would be really nice because obviously they were like friends and stuff. It'd be really nice to see them get back together. But at the same time, they're all doing so well in like their solo careers. And I don't know if I'd rather them like focus on that or a bit of both. Who knows?
So, which do you prefer then, One Direction or Taylor Swift?
One Direction. Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah. It's got to be done. Yeah. I do love
that
Taylor though.
who doesn't love a bit of Taylor Swift music?
Exactly. Especially old school Taylor. Especially old school Taylor. Do you like the country songs?
Yes.
Yeah. Going back in the day.
I mean, she's done well for herself. She
Yeah,
really has done well for
especially
herself.
like releasing, because like there was a whole lot of drama, weren't there, with the copyright and like people
Yes.
owning her songs. I think she's done so well releasing like the Taylor's version. That's such a smart idea to do.
Absolutely, because
And
everybody
at the
else
same
wouldn't
time,
have bothered.
it's raising so much awareness too.
Well, where do you see your music career going then? What's like the overall goal? Where do you kind of want to get to?
Honestly, like what I kind of live by is I release music for myself, and then anything else that I get is a bonus. I always go by that. But at the same time, I do want to make a living out of it. So wherever it takes me, I'll be happy as long as I can do it full time, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, so as long as I get to do it full time, I don't really mind where it takes me.
So, are you ideally wanting to play this as big as Taylor Swift then
Oh
in the
yeah, I'd
music?
love to. If I got the opportunity, I'd love to.
Tell me somebody that wouldn't, though, to be fair.
Exactly.
Everybody wants to.
Yeah, everyone would love to. We're all fighting. We're all fighting for that space.
Do you quite like your university then, doing the music courses? You find it quite interesting? You're learning lots?
Yeah, I love it. See, I still live at home, actually, like while like attending uni. So it's kind of like a little Perfect. Alter ego, yeah. it's great, though. I really enjoy the course because, obviously, I am like a music geek as well. Like, I love all like my music theory and stuff like that, and like classical music, and I'm into it all. So it's quite interesting, and I'm enjoying it.
So is your music taste quite a wide spectrum then of genres and artists?
Since like performing live, I kind of focus on like listening to my inspirations more so than like classical music these days. Like, don't get me wrong, I love a bit of Chopin, I really do, but nowadays I kind of just focus on like what I kind of want to produce myself, like that sort of genre, just to kind of get myself in the headspace a little bit more.
So is that what your Spotify playlists are mainly made up of then?
Yes, yeah.
That's quite an interesting area then.
Yeah, it's mostly nowadays it's like as I've mentioned before, Phoebe Bridgers, Lauren Hibbert, Harry Styles is on there, the 1975, I love the 1975, a bit of Clara as well. There's loads, mostly female artists too.
What did 1975 used to be called?
I can't remember for the life of me. They've been going for years now.
Because they changed the name, didn't they, to
they did,
1975?
Yeah.
I can't remember what they were called originally.
They've been going for a long time, yeah.
So you'd be hoping to get support in some of these, then?
I'd love to. Matty Healy, hit me up. If you're listening, Matty Healy.
Oh, bless you, Georgia. So which instrument do you prefer then, guitar or piano? What's your favourite?
I haven't performed piano live, I don't think, or like keys live or anything. So I've got to say I've got a lot more comfortable with guitar. I spend a lot more time with guitar as well, and I'm self-taught on it. So, guitar, I'd say, is my favourite. Just I feel like you can do more with it as well.
I was fine with keys. I mean, I learnt keyboard, but a lot of that I learnt via YouTube. I can't read music for the love of me.
Yeah.
I just can't read it.
Yeah.
But
It's hard. It's like another language.
Spanish, German, I would find easier than reading music.
Spanish, probably. Not in school.
But I can't read music, but I'm good at it by ear.
Yeah.
So I can pick it up that way, but yeah. So
like
YouTube's quite good.
Because like, I feel like, I don't know, with like literally having the keys in front of you, once you kind of memorize like the notes that they make, it's kind of like almost like a false perfect pitch, you know what I mean? Like after you've been playing for a few years, you're kind of like, oh, I know what noise that one makes. I know what noise that one makes. It's kind of like you get very comfortable with it. And you don't really need to read music, you can kind of do it from it after a few years, I guess.
Well, I'm never going to be a professional keyboard player, I don't think.
There's still time.
There is. I just don't think I'm as fully committed to it. You know, it's not, I don't mind like, you know, a little having a bit of a go here and there, but I'm not one of those that's like sit down and I do it for hours and hours and hours and hours.
See, the only reason why I picked up guitar was through lockdown, actually. So
I did guitar years and years ago, but I couldn't get hold of that for the life of me.
Yeah, it's hard. It really was. And I'm glad I did it when I did, which was in lockdown, because I had the time to just sit there and do nothing because there was literally nothing else to do.
So with guitar, are you more acoustic guitar or electric guitar or...?
A bit of both. When I'm writing, I'll always go for acoustic, and then when I'm on stage, nine times out of ten, I'll go electric.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Very versatile.
Yeah. Do you know what? I've got, like, how many guitars have I got now? I think four. I'm just kind of collecting them at this point. I've got two electric and two acoustics, and they've all got to be shown the same amount of love, so...
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Got to use them wisely.
So that tells me you're a serious musician then, if you've got more than one.
Yes, definitely. I am serious.
So what's part of your plan then for 12 months? Things that you can say, obviously don't give away anything that you can't say, but
Well, hopefully, I'm just basically I want to do more support slots for different bands that are kind of like a similar vibe to me, and just kind of gain more of an audience maybe that way, and just like get out of Liverpool a bit more, do more shows like across the UK, hopefully, and simultaneously just kind of release music at the same time, I guess.
so when you're releasing future music, will you be releasing an album, or are you going singles or EPs? What's your thought?
I can't give too much away, but
No, fair enough.
I am torn between the two at the moment. I can't lie. I am
Torn
torn.
between
All
all
three, all three, yeah. I don't think I've got enough like in me notes for an album, actually. My voice memos, definitely, but that's too much effort to go
when you didn't label them.
through. Exactly. If I've ever got a day to like just do nothing, I might just go through me voice memos. I
Start renaming the
know, yeah.
Well, that must be a day when you're really, really bored.
Yeah. If lockdown ever comes back, maybe that's what I'll
Oh,
do this time
let's
around.
not jinx it.
I know. Do you know what? I was actually thinking about lockdown today, though. I know that's so random, but I was thinking, like, if I had to experience it again, I'd rather do it at the age I am now than the age I was then. Because I was like, still, like, I think I was like 16, 16, 17. I'd rather do it as like a 20-year-old, just because I feel like I'd have so much more fun with myself. Just like, I don't know. I feel like, do you know when like you feel more like an adult nowadays? Like, I was more of like a kid back then. But like, when you feel more of like an adult, I think I've got my head screwed on a little bit more. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think I'd have a blast by myself. I love my own company.
But that's the thing, isn't it? If you like your own company, lockdown's perfect for
Yeah. Do you know what? I do love my own company, but that was something else. It really was.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
But so, have you got any holidays planned then for this year? Then the
I've got a big one planned in October. I'm going to Las
very nice.
Vegas and LA.
Wow.
And my sister's getting married in Vegas.
Fantastic. Are you performing out there then, or?
I'm actually writing a song at the moment for the wedding. She's unaware of, so I hope she doesn't watch this.
Now,
No, she'll
George,
be proud.
if you're writing a song, I want you to promise me one thing.
Yep.
Please, please, please name the notes.
Yes.
It's in your voice notes.
I will. I will. I will. No, for this one I'll have to. I've got to be on the ball with this one. It's for someone's wedding. Like that's a different scenario. I've got to be on the ball with it. But yeah, so I'm writing at the moment, and then I don't know, my head's a bit all over the place in which direction I want to go, to be honest. Because if someone asked you, I mean, to be fair, she did say, I would love for you to have like music at the wedding and stuff. So I was like, okay, leave it with me and I'll do something about it. But when someone asks you to like write a song, there's so many different directions you can go in.
You see, I think if that was me, I think it's nice to be asked,
Yeah.
but then I think anxiety levels would be through the
Yeah.
roof.
Thank you, but no, thank you.
I think I would, though. If that was me, I think I would be sort of have them sort of two things. It's like nice to be asked, but
Yeah, but then
because.
you don't have to pay for a wedding present. Like, that's the wedding present.
Oh, it's like that,
No, I do. I've
is
been getting a little bit here
it?
and there. It's like me and my sister, we're doing it quite unique. There's only, I think, is the seven of us going? It's a very like intimate wedding. It's literally just immediate family. And we're just gonna go
Right.
to Vegas and we're gonna have a great time and all that, blah 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 blah. But me and my sister are both like maids of honor, like me and my other sister, for my other sister, the two of us are maids of honor. So we're just kind of like taking in turns, like between us. Like, I don't know, we're just trying to make her have like, it's a wedding, she's never gonna have another one, maybe not. So
Hopefully not.
hopefully not. They've been together for too long now, definitely not.
The thing is as well is like if you're going out to Las Vegas for a wedding, I mean, you might end up getting married out
Oh God, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
there.
I hope not. I don't want to get married. No. I don't know. I don't have the time.
I guess the thing is though, like with writing a song for obviously like your sister's wedding, that's a big step. I mean, writing music for your own like releases, your album, EP, you know, whichever is one thing, but writing for a wedding, I mean, that's literally make or break. That's something people are going to talk about.
Do you know what? It is getting like live broadcasted as well on like Facebook, like obviously for like family and friends in the UK to see it. So it's gotta be good. It's gotta be good. But when I write songs for myself, I know if I like it or not because I've got my own feelings to judge that by, do you know what I mean? But when it's someone else, like I can't just ask her, do you like this? So I don't
Mean,
know. I don't
you've
know
literally
what.
got to be writing a hit, haven't you?
Yeah, I've got to. I've got to. But at the same time, it's so easy to fall down like that cliche love song, like road. And I'm so desperately trying not to go down there.
But you don't want to be a sad song though, Georgia.
Oh, I know. It's yeah, that's gonna yeah. I it's so hard not to write sad songs. I don't know what it is. I'm actually quite a happy person.
Sound a happy person.
Yeah, I think it's literally just like music. Just I don't know. It's like me relief. I'll just go and do that, and then I'll come back happy again.
But that's the thing with music, isn't it? It's like whatever mood you're in, music has a way of just making the world right.
It does. I agree. It brings everyone together and all.
It does. Yeah, absolutely. So, are you feeling confident then with this song that you're going to write for the wedding?
Yeah, I think so. I know her well enough. I know my sister well enough to be able to come up with something good. It'll take me a while, and then I'm going to record it in the studio with actually my drummer, Lucy. She's also like a producer. Like she's a little producer in the making. She's amazing. She really is. But I'm re gonna record that in the studio with her, and I think it'll be good. It'll be a good experience anyway.
When you work with, you know, the studios, do you tend to keep using the same studio, the same producer, or do you kind of go to different ones to
So for
kind
my
of?
own solo stuff, I'll always go with my producer, Joe Sage. Always, he just gets me. Like there's just when I do you know when you can't put something into words and you just say, oh well, I want it to feel like this, and you're like, oh okay, and then just do it, and I'll be like, oh yeah, that's exactly what I meant. And he was like, yeah, I know, because he's got his head screwed on more than me. He just gets it. But I'll always go with him for my solo stuff. And then this wedding song, I'm going with Lucy, my drummer, just because it gives us both like experience in like we're doing it in the university studio, so we're just gonna.
Okay.
It's literally gonna be like verse chorus done. So we're kind of doing that throughout summer. It's kind of like a side project in a way.
And do you normally use the university studio? Is that where you normally record your music?
No, not really. I haven't. I think I did the Sunflowers demo back like last year in the uni studio, and I don't think I've been in there since. And I also didn't end up using that demo, so I don't use her often now. We tend to go either remotely, so like my producer Joe's got like a home studio, so we'll do a lot of stuff there. And then obviously when drums are involved, we'll either get like in Sunflowers we've got a session drummer, Joe Montague, and then in the Moon we recorded it all in Soundhouse Studios.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't remember where it was. I think it was in Crosby. Yeah, Crosby, I think it's in.
So you get about then to
We
studios.
go, yeah, we I'm near enough here and there everywhere.
Well, it's good though. I mean, if you've got a producer who gets you and understands you, and it makes it easier, doesn't it? Because you're not having to like trying to over explain something.
Yeah, exactly. He just I think it helps that he's very like experienced in what he does as well. Just it's because I'm still quite new to the scene and all. Like I've only got two singles out. I'm quite like fairly new to it. So it's good to have someone who knows what they're doing just behind your back, just in case you need them. Do you know what I mean? It's just someone always there to fall onto if you need.
Get ideas from and
Do you know what? Yes and no. I'll always like Idea-wise, I tend to come up with them myself, but I'll always be open if he has any ideas. So, yes and no.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's always good though, isn't it, to use a producer who un really understands
Absolutely. Yeah.
you and what your music is. When you write the song, I mean, obviously earlier you mentioned about it starts off as a bit of a poetry and then you'll put music to it. Do you find that in your head when you're originally writing it and how you think it's going to sound,
Yeah.
then by the time you get to the studio, does it often sound the same as what you thought it was going to, or has it changed
It
somewhat because you've
always
had?
has a little, like, I don't know, a little tinge of the original, but it'll always change. It'll always, like, develop into something that I never even realized it could have. Do you know what I mean? It kind of it grows into an actual song, and like whenever I'm writing, it's always just me and like acoustic guitar, so I never really know what it's going to go into. But whenever I take it to the band and we kind of like we all sit there and we kind of think of bass lines and Lucy adds drums, and it all kind of just works together in the end, and it comes out very like it's a lot bigger.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that makes sense.
Yeah, but it's nice to see. It's like it's kind of like growing into something. It's really nice to see.
And how long does it take you to write a song then? Can you come up with something quite quickly? Does it take you a bit of time or?
Yeah, quite quickly, to be honest. I've got this like trait where I'll either write a verse and a chorus and then never go back to a song, or I'll literally write about 10 songs in like 5 minutes. Like there's no in between. So it sometimes it can take me a while, and I'll have to sit down and kind of focus, and then sometimes like I just kind of write whatever I'm feeling, and if they're feeling strong enough, it'll just happen.
And out of all the songs you've released so far, which one's your favourite?
The Moon, definitely.
Why is that?
It's more personal and it means a
Okay.
lot to me, and I don't know, it's kind of like a self-growth sort of thing. Like I've seen myself grow with the song, if you know what I mean, and then finally getting it released, it feels quite relieving.
It must have been nice when you released your debut single. That
It was,
first
yeah.
single that.
It felt quite surreal, to be honest, because I remember being about like 15, 16, and I was in GCSE music class, and I remember there was a lad in the class who had a song on Spotify because he'd won like a competition or something. I remember being so jealous that he had a song on Spotify, and I was like, how the hell do you get music on there? I was like, surely there's no way. You've got to be like this big massive musician to have like songs on Spotify. And then I look back at like me then and me now, and I was like, you did it. Like it's not that hard. Like it's actually quite easy. As long as you've got the skills, and I mean, you've got the patience.
What you thought was awe-inspiring turned out to be, it was all right.
Yeah, it was all right. Yeah, I think about things very deeply.
Good. So, a question I always ask people on the
Yeah.
podcast is, if you were to have a dinner party and you could invite five people, dead or alive, they don't have to be musicians, could be anybody you wanted, who would you invite and why?
Freddie Mercury, always.
Oh, good shout,
I'd
good
love to
shout.
meet him. I'd absolutely love to. He's such an icon and just such like a character, and I just love to like get in his brain and just like just talk, just have a conversation. Just who was he? Do you know what I mean? Like I'd love to just even just like as a friend or as a person, I'd love to have known him. I really would. Think who else? Harry Styles, obviously. Do you know what? Throw Taylor Swift on the table. I'd love to see the pair of them sat at a table.
They used to date, didn't they?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, it'd be like
Yeah, I'd
meeting up
love
with
to
an
see them.
ex.
No, but to be fair, do you know both of like the Grammys the past couple of years, they've had a conversation and they've like shook hands and stuff. So like I think they're civil. I'd love to see them have a conversation. And of course, like get some writing tips or something off the pair of them. Trying to think who else.
I just have this image of like Harry Styles being at the dinner table and Taylor Swift walking in, and she's just going, "Hi, it's me.
It's
I'm the problem."
me. She's the problem. No, she's not. Do you know what? I think Harry Styles would like to be at a dinner table with Freddie Mercury as well, to be honest.
I could see
I
that.
think he'd appreciate that. I'm trying to think. Do you know what who I've got in my head? This is the Beatles. I feel like I've got to have someone who's like obviously who were quite up there and experienced and knew what they were doing and so like iconic, but at the same time a Scouser. I'd need to have a Scouser there.
So you're thinking all the Beatles or just Paul? Ringo?
Do you know what? Throw them all there. John and Paul, Ringo, everyone.
I mean, to be fair, that would be a good dinner party. I mean, that would be a good dinner party.
I think we'd
A
have
lot of
good
good
time.
music.
Yeah. It's quite interesting the way I've just gone for all musicians because I went for a scientist.
To be fair, if you're classing the Beatles as one, you've only got four so far. So you can have one more.
Oh, I don't know if I'd probably just go for Phoebe Bridges as well, just so I could get to meet her, to be honest.
Fair enough. It's one way of getting to
Yeah, there you go. I'd probably just throw it on there as well.
But no, I mean that would be a good mix of people.
Yeah.
I can just imagine Harry Styles banging out the old Freddie Mercury songs.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I know for a fact. Like, I always say this. I've been like Harry Styles fan since I was like, how old was I? It was when they came out, to be honest, like 2010. How old was I? Seven. And I've genuinely like I've got like photo footage of me and a Harry Styles cardboard cutout when I must have been about 8 years old. And I feel like because I've been a fan of him for so long, I feel like I know him. And I'm like, oh, Harry Styles is like that. I've never spoke to the man. Like I don't know. But I just feel like I'd know. Like, yeah, Harry Styles is like that.
You don't message him on social media.
I actually don't. I feel like that's what I'd do.
You
Gonna
would
go
love
DM
it.
Harry Styles after this.
He responded, you would love.
Yeah, I would. Absolutely. I think everyone would love it. I'd get some TikTok content off that and all.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. But are you on Threads? How are you finding that social life?
Love it. I absolutely love Threads. I'm having a great time. I feel like I couldn't really find my way with Twitter. Like, I love Twitter. And I think, do you know, like when it comes up with like trends and people trending at the moment, that's really important because obviously it comes up with like important like news and stuff. And that's the only way I don't watch the news, so that's the way I kind of find out about things. So I feel like if Fred's introduced that, that'd be handy.
The news is so depressing. You're not missing anything.
I know, but sometimes you need to know. Need to
Do
know what's going on in the world. Yeah. I
just for
know.
a little nosy.
That's why I don't watch the news. That's honestly, that's why I don't watch the news anymore. Mainly because I'm 20. But I don't know.
You're 20, got a life to live.
I've got a life to live. I've got a job to
Got music to get out there, you know.
Yeah,
Got
I've got music to produce.
no.
It takes time.
It does, but no, the news is far too depressing.
Yeah, I agree. It is, especially these days.
But, so where can people find you online then, Georgia? Where do you hang out socially?
I love Instagram, always on Instagram. TikTok, I do a lot on TikTok these days. It's mostly just like me posting my dog nowadays. But yeah, on TikTok I'm under Georgia J Music, and then on Instagram I'm on under Georgia.Johnson with an extra N after Johnson because Georgia Johnson was apparently was taken.
Oh, she has to go
What's
for an extra N.
an extra N? I know. I've had people on news articles call me Georgia Johnson with an extra N because they thought that was my actual name.
So you've appeared in the news, have you?
Only like independent news articles,
Right,
not the Liverpool Echo, no.
okay. That's one way of raising your profile.
Yeah, very true. I might get in contact. That'd make the news less depressing. No, it wouldn't make the news less depressing.
Of course, it'd be less depressing. So, have you got when's your next gig coming up then that people can go to?
Yeah, so you can find me in the Jacaranda. I think it's the 18th of August. If not, it'll be on my Instagram page. I'm supporting the Motive.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. They're really incredible. And apparently their live stuff is quite different to their Spotify. So you need to come down to hear that because I'm very excited to hear them.
And are you singing covers there, or is it all originals? Or?
All originals. I do tend to do like maybe one or two covers maximum at a gig, just because you've got to get the audience going. And sometimes, like, I cover my favorite artist at the moment, just because I also do it for my own benefit. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's nice to cover your favorite songs at the time. So I will do the odd cover.
And which songs do you cover? What's your go-to ones?
I'm trying to think. One that stuck with us for a while was Hot Boys from Lauryn Hibbert. That was from her album Garage Band Superstar. It's a great song. When we were starting off, what did we have? We did Somebody Told Me from The Killers. That was quite cool. I've been thinking about bringing that one back recently.
Didn't you have any Freddie songs? Of course you can.
Not yet. Give me Wembley Stadium and then I might be able to.
Then you can end the show with the Beatles' Hey Jude.
Very true. I did actually sing in the Beatles Cafe. When was that? Eurovision Week. It was good fun. It was good fun, yeah. It was a pleasure.
Do you do small venues then? Is that what you tend to do?
Yeah, pretty much. I do, it's just small like gig venues around Liverpool. And then we did Jimmy's, which was quite cool. I can't remember the capacity. I think 150 capacity, something like that. Or maybe 250, I have no idea. That's like, I don't know, I feel like if you play Jimmy's, you've done good. So I'd tick that off my list anyway.
Any live gigs you get, you're doing good.
Yeah, absolutely. One of my favourite gigs actually was the Eagle Inn in Manchester. It's like a pub and then they've got a gig venue in the back, but it had like a balcony. So there was like two floors and then like the stage. And the stage was only small. It was doable. But the fact that it had a balcony, I just felt like I was completed in life. I felt like I didn't need nothing else.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
You've achieved everything you wanted to.
Everything. Everything. I can stop now.
Is this you retiring early?
Yeah. I feel like as a musician, you need to retire early. Like, not this early, but like, give me a few years.
That's what a lot of people do, isn't it? A lot of them release music sort of back to back and then make enough money. You don't really hear from them after that.
Yeah, literally make enough money and go, don't they? Yeah, see, I don't know. I'd release music for me, to be honest. And as I said earlier, I release music for me. Anything else is a bonus. But at the same time, I would love to, like, get paid decent for it.
I can understand that.
Yeah, I think most musicians would feel the same too.
Did you go to Glastonbury? Did you watch Glastonbury?
I've never been to a festival. I did watch it on the telly, but I am too scared to go to a festival.
What, camping in a dirty field isn't your thing?
No, it's not my thing. If it was a hotel and I could like go down every day, then maybe. Just, I don't know, camping, I just don't feel like I've got like the skills for it. I really don't think I'd survive.
What, putting a tent up?
Yeah, I don't think I can put a tent up. I did do Duke of Edinburgh actually in school.
You can get those tents though where you literally just throw them in the air and it builds itself.
Yeah, but it's me. Like, I'll find a way to, like, destroy it.
It's amazing how many tents always get left over at the end of Glastonbury.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of, like, everyone literally just lashes everything at the end and, like, goes home and, like, rubbish and stuff. Like, I get, like, it gets cleared up, doesn't it, by, like a team, I'm assuming. But I'm not a fan of, like, how much produce and, I don't know, stuff is left over at the end.
No, it's not good in that respect. But
yeah.
People seem to enjoy it, though.
To be fair, I would love to go. I would love to go if it was a hotel.
A hotel.
Yeah, if it was a hotel. Or maybe just like a one-day thing, then I'd go. The camping scares me, though.
Is Leeds and Reading, are they the same sort? Are they camping as well?
Yes, I think so, yeah.
Oh, they're no good for you then.
I think so. Do you know what? The 1975 have just replaced Lewis Capaldi for Leeds and Reading this year, and they're doing their newest album back to like from start to finish. There we go. They're doing it start to finish, literally just like the whole album. And I just think that's, I'd love to see that. So I'm tempted to get like a day ticket.
Oh,
And
that's all right. You can get a day
maybe,
ticket.
yeah, maybe just go for the day. I'm not too sure. I would have to drive on the motorway down to Leeds, though, so we'll see.
It's, yeah, 'cause it's just outside Leeds, isn't it? Bramham.
Yes, I think so, yeah.
Opposite the Dogs Trust.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be all right.
Yeah, I'll be fine. I mean, I did a gig in Leeds, didn't I? So I survived Leeds. I think it was nice to me. It was a nice place.
I like Leeds.
Yeah, do you know what? I actually did apply to go there for uni as well.
Your
I'm
music
going to go
career would have
to.
been very different, couldn't it?
Exactly, yeah. I think about that a lot, to be honest.
You'd have different people in your band.
Yes, you're right, yeah. No, I'm glad it worked out the way that it did. Everything happens for a reason. I know it's basic, but I always say that.
That's true, though.
Yeah.
If it's meant to happen, it will happen.
Exactly, yeah. Definitely, and that's what I live by.
Oh, you do right. If it's meant to be, it will be.
Exactly.
And can't, don't stress over things you can't control.
Yes. My favorite one's oh, what's that saying? It's like, if it's not going to matter in 5 years, don't worry about it for more than like 5 minutes. It's something silly like that, but it's like, it's true, do you know what I mean?
Well, there is a saying, isn't there, that if you can solve the problem, there's no need to be stressed. If you
Yeah.
can't solve the problem, there's no need to be stressed.
Yeah.
Which is
Yeah,
true.
that is true.
But, well, George, it's been absolutely fantastic speaking to you.
Thank you. I'm right back at you.
And we'll definitely have you back on the podcast again in the future.
Amazing. Thank you so much for having me.
That's all we've got time for on this week's podcast. A big thank you to Georgia Johnson. Please go and check out her music and give Georgia a follow on social media. A big thank you for listening to this week's podcast. Join us next week where we will have another great guest. And until then, have a great week.